listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on FSR. You can check out the show on the iHeartRadio app as well. We will take you all the way up until 7 p.m. Eastern time here on Fox Sports Radio. And coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will dive into what could be one of the best moves in the NFL in a long, long time. That's coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. But Steve Fezzik, we welcome him in. He is a living legend. He is one of the voices of Vegas. He's one of the best, if not the best, professional sports bettors on planet Earth. Fez, what's happening on a Tuesday?
Just living the dream in Las Vegas. Jonas, it sure would be nice to have some sports so we could make some money betting.
Well, that's okay, Fez. I mean, we've got things that are happening possibly at the end of this month. We've got a UFC Fight Island coming up this weekend. There are some things out there. We just got to work a little bit harder to try and find things to bet on. But if you know me, like I said, man, if it's a horse race in the middle of the night in Australia, I have no issues, Fez. There's no shame in my game. As bad as my game is, there's no shame in it at the very least.
I can just see and imagine all the ping pong wagers you've made this summer, Jonas.
It's embarrassing. It actually is embarrassing. All right. What's not embarrassing, Fez, is the amount of money that Patrick Mahomes will be making over the next 10 years, 10 to 12 years, based on the 2 years he had left on his current deal, the extra 10 that they tacked on. We talked about it yesterday after the news broke. $450 million was the first report. Then it looked like $477. Then it looked like $503 as far as $503 million over the course of the contract. Either way, we can get caught up in the numbers. Bottom line is the Kansas City Chiefs have locked up their franchise quarterback for the next foreseeable future, decade plus possibly. And so here we go, and looking at it and having more time to sort of sit back and take a look into the details of the contract, not a bad move for the Kansas City Chiefs, Steve Fezzik.
Not at all. And when you're buying a home, what do you look to do? You look at comps, Jonas. When you're buying a quarterback, let's look at some comps. Well, you can make the case, hey, this is like the greatest mansion in Beverly Hills. I don't know if we can find any comps, but I've certainly found one. I looked at that 10-year extension for Mahomes, and I said, you know what? Let's just look at the first 5 years. How much is he getting paid on average the first 5 years of the extension? This would the first year would be 2022. And as it turns out, it's only, I'll go ahead and put those in quotes, only $38 million per year those first 5 years. And remember, he doesn't get that for 2 years. So if I adjust a little for inflation for 2 years, that's like $35 million in today's dollars per year. And wait a minute, that $35 million? Yep, that's a number I've seen before in a five-year contract. Reports are that's the number that the Cowboys have been offering Dak Prescott. 5 years, $35 million per year, and Dak is not interested in signing that. So isn't this interesting that we almost have a comparable first 5 years, Dak Prescott versus Mahomes, Jonas?
Yeah, and the Dak Prescott conversation is an interesting one, and I want to dive into that. But I quickly would like to just address something. I'm seeing some people that are looking at this saying, oh, man, Patrick Mahomes could have gotten a much better deal had he waited. He could have really turned the screws to the Chiefs. You know, this is maybe not the best deal in the world for Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs got one over on him. Who cares? If he's comfortable with the deal and he's okay with it, who cares? Some guys just don't want to have to address it and just want to get it over with and then move on with their life. They don't want to have to constantly go through this in the media. The Dak Prescott stuff, we've been talking about for over a year of Dak Prescott, and it just keeps going and going and going. The Dallas Cowboys have signed Ezekiel Elliott. They signed Amari Cooper. If I told people before that actually happened that Dallas was going to sign those two guys before they signed Dak Prescott to a long-term deal, they would have thought I was crazy. Patrick Mahomes didn't want to have to deal with this anymore. He doesn't want to have to talk about it anymore. And if he's okay with the contract, I have no issue with it whatsoever. Enough with this. You got to get the better of the deal. If he's good there, who gives a rip? If he's happy, they just won a Super Bowl. He likes the city. He likes playing for Andy Reid. Go take whatever contract you want. I have no issue with Patrick Mahomes taking this deal at all.
I agree with it, and it goes back to the movie Wall Street. Now, Michael Douglas playing Gordon Gekko, and he's asked, how big a yacht do you really need to water ski behind?
Right.
Do you really need $650 million, or sticks, if you will, if RJ was here, or $450 million? The bottom line is fully guaranteed salary as of today, $63 yep. million within the third day of 2022. It'll be $141 million. So there's solid guarantees in the contract. And the first $100 million, Jonas, a lot harder to make than the seventh $100 million. I think it's actually the rare case. It's a solid deal for both parties.
I totally agree. Now, with that being said, we do jump back over to the contract that will not go away, the sports talk radio discussion that will not go away. And I got to be honest with you, during certain parts of the quarantine, I was thankful to have a Dak Prescott conversation to talk about, right? It's kind of a breath of fresh air to talk a little Dak Prescott and not, you know, which horse jockey you think is doing PEDs because we had nothing else to go on, or breaking down The Last Dance, that fake documentary Michael Jordan was involved in. But that being said, Fez, Dak Prescott and the impact to Dak Prescott, as we talk about these details of the contract, Dak Prescott still doesn't have his long-term deal. He did agree to the franchise tag. They've got until July 15th, which is fast approaching, 8 days from now, in order to agree to a long-term extension, or he is locked in at that franchise tag number. You actually think that this hurts Dak Prescott and it doesn't help him?
Yeah, because if you look at those first 5 years of the extension for Mahomes at $38 million, wait a minute, does that not set a ceiling for how much Dak can get? Because if we're going to have a discussion, who's better, Jonas? In fact, I'll ask you this before I give you my numbers. I'm curious to see what you think. Let me start out with, who's better, Mahomes or Dak, and by how much?
Oh, God. Well, let me see. Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And obviously, by not a little, by a lot. By my numbers, I have Mahomes 3.5 points better. And I think, frankly, I'm not on an island at all. I think most people would say, hey, Mahomes, clearly the top quarterback. He's my number one. Dak, some people would have him in the top 10. Some wouldn't. I have him number 7. So he is a very solid quarterback. You break down the stats, though. Mahomes was first and second in the league the last 2 years in QBR. The first stat we go to, Dak was fourth last year, wasn't as good the year before, was not in the top 10. And just in the playoffs, obviously, Mahomes, a clutch performer, not only winning the Super Bowl, but the way he won it, bringing his team back 3 times from big deficits. I don't think you can make any case that comp-wise that Dak is in anywhere near the same neighborhood as Mahomes is.
No, I would agree. And I also want to ask you about the value of Dak Prescott. We were talking about this yesterday here on Straight Out of Vegas. And one of the things that was an eye-opener for me when I started doing this show with Steve Fezzik and RJ Bell is they would talk about the true value of a player in the NFL in the eyes of Vegas. Because the value of a player in the NFL in the eyes of Vegas is vastly different than it is in the eyes of a fan. All right? Like, I may have a favorite team. I may be a Chargers fan, and I think Joey Bosa is this amazing all-world talent, and he's so valuable to the Chargers that you cannot lose him. And the bottom line is, Joey Bosa is less valuable than Tyrod Taylor to the Chargers in the eyes of Vegas. Tyrod Taylor's not even close to being as good of a player at his position as Joey Bosa is, but that's just a reality of what we're talking about when it is and when Vegas places a value on a player. You talked about the value of Patrick Mahomes. For people that didn't hear it yesterday, give us Patrick Mahomes' value, where it stands historically, and then match that up against Dak Prescott right now if you could.
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes is worth 9.5 points to the point spread to his backup. So if the Chiefs were favored by 9.5 with Mahomes and it got reported, hey, Mahomes is out, Henny's got to start, you would see a 9.5 point line move. You know, the best evidence I can give is just go back last year. I think it was the Packers were at Kansas City last year, and I think Green Bay was laying 5. at Kansas City when Mahomes was out for that game. So right. 9.5 points. Now contrast that with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, very good quarterback, but he has a very good backup in Andy Dalton. Dak Prescott's only worth 2.5 points to the point spread if he was suddenly reported out and Andy Dalton had to start.
That's amazing. So it's a touchdown difference. We're talking. It's
yes.
a touchdown and an extra point difference between Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott, and that's a lot of points when it comes to just that one position. The one thing that I would say about the Dak Prescott situation, and I have been on the side of Dak Prescott this whole way out. I think Dak Prescott's had a better career than Carson Wentz. People can think I'm nuts. I think he's had a better career. You can match up their numbers. You can talk about their performances in the playoffs. Carson Wentz still doesn't have a playoff win. He appeared in one playoff game, and he got injured in that one. Dak Prescott's never injured. He's never injured. He's never missed a start. Carson Wentz has got all sorts of issues, and I think that's part of the reason why you saw Philadelphia go out and draft Jalen Hurts in the draft as high as they did, because I think there's some questions there as to whether or not Carson Wentz, you can depend on moving forward, or if he's got a little bit of the Andrew Luck in him to where maybe he wants to get out of this thing early because the injuries have mounted up and he's made a little bit of coin and he just thinks it's better for himself to move on, which is totally fine, but I think that's a real conversation to have. I've been on the side of Dak Prescott. I think Dallas waited way too long to do this. They signed their running back and their wide receiver before they signed him. They signed Andy Dalton before they signed their own quarterback to a long-term deal. But it almost makes more sense at this point for Dallas to wait to give Dak Prescott a long-term contract. I think they've waited too long already, but it almost makes more sense, Fez, because we have no idea what Dak Prescott's going to look like in Mike McCarthy's offense. We have no idea if Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott are going to be able to coexist. They can play nice all they want in Zoom meetings, but the second you get into the grind of the season, we have no idea whether or not they're going to be able to coexist or there's going to be some pushback one side or the other, and next thing you know, Mike McCarthy's stuck long-term with a quarterback he doesn't really want to coach. So for me, I would not be surprised at all if Dallas and Dak don't agree to a deal, and if Dallas's thinking is, all right, man, why don't we just wait and play this year out, and then let's see if this actually works so we don't commit long-term to a coach-quarterback relationship that doesn't make sense.
You know, that's a great point. I don't know if I've heard anyone else make it. With the brand-new coach coming in, and as far as options, paying Dak $31 million this year and kicking the tires and evaluating how this is going to go moving forward, I don't think that that's a bad option at all, especially considering, you know, Dallas is loaded right now with that roster. They're yep. projected to win 10 games. So if you massively underachieve and only win 8 games again, I don't think you want to be giving Dak $175 million over 5 years going forward.
I agree. And I'm a Dak Prescott fan. I think he's better than a lot of people give him credit for. I think he's a Dallas Cowboy, so he gets a lot of unwarranted criticism because of that. I don't think he's the greatest quarterback in the world, but I do think he's a good quarterback, and I think he deserves to get paid. But man, if it doesn't work with McCarthy and McCarthy just got there, what next? I just feel like Dallas is at a point to where they've waited too long, that now they are almost forced to wait again just based on that quarterback coach relationship. So that'll be an interesting one to watch. Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox, straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio, in for RJ Bell, brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, coming up next, Steve Fezzik has identified one team in the world of sports with a massive disadvantage. Find out who they are next here on FSR.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we have identified a team with a massive disadvantage that you could probably take advantage of. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. But right now, as we do every single day here, it is time to get the latest weather conditions from the Las Vegas Strip. In for RJ Bell, who normally has that responsibility. It is our fill-in meteorologist Stephen Fezzik, who is right now on a raft in the Bellagio Fountain, and he is here to report on the latest conditions. Steven, what's the latest there from the Strip?
Yeah, we bring the fun and excitement of Vegas to you each and every day. It's currently 106 degrees, and the neon is surging, Jonas.
My God. Do you think, like, what percentage of people in the country do you think have actually been in 106-degree weather? Like, do you think people in Alaska will ever know that life? Do you think, like, they will ever know the life of 106 degrees?
I think it pretty much peaks out in the 90s. But what's curious, even in, like, northern Alaska, it can get very hot in the summertime.
Yeah, well, you know, they are the most humid. By the way, Alaska, the most humid state in the country. True story. A little trivia there for somebody who watches way too much of the Weather Channel. All right, so Fez, let's get into this. The Major League Baseball schedule, that big, massive, daunting
60-game
Major League Baseball schedule came out on Monday. And after taking a deep dive into this, it's very simply put. Every team is staying in their region. They've got 40 games against their division, and they've got another 20 games against their other league's division. So AL West, NL West, NL Central, AL Central. So that's how they've broken this down. There obviously are players that are speaking out about concern that they can even have a season and whatnot, but we're just going to go. We're not here, or at least I'm not here, to preach negativity and to bring more negativity to the radio. If you want negativity, just open up Twitter. All right, just go on Twitter. If you want a little bit of negativity. But I can't speak for everybody here on Fox Sports Radio, and I can't speak for everybody here on Straight Outta Vegas, and I specifically can't speak for everybody here doing the show today, because for whatever reason, Fez, you have been in a real negative mood, and you love betting against teams. You know, not even like for them. You're not trying to build anybody up. You're just trying to tear people down. What gives?
Well, bottom line is I'm looking for good betting opportunities. And let's face it, Jonas, it's very rare where something super positive happens for a team that makes them better. What's much more common, something really bad happens to a team. Example, last August 24th, Andrew Luck unexpectedly retired from the Colts. You could play the Colts under 10 wins, under 9.5 wins. So bad news for the Colts, certainly, but good news for advantage bettors. So we love it when we hear about a key injury or a guy that's going to be unable to play that means a lot to his team.
So there it is. So Andrew Luck, who decides he's got to retire because his body is ravaged, and Steve Fezzik looked at that as an opportunity to make money. Now that we're just looking at Major League Baseball, you've actually identified one team in Major League Baseball that's got a big disadvantage as the season is quote-unquote approaching coming up in late July.
Yeah, so the Seattle Mariners, I think this is a team to bet against and to fade. They have a lot going against them. First, let's talk about the travel. Not a shocker that Seattle is going to have quite a bit of travel. Turns out it's going to be the third most miles that they have to fly because they're all the way up in the Pacific Northwest. And so even playing within the West, they still have to go to Texas twice. So because of that, third most miles traveled. And Jonas, this is a year where extra travel could really be a factor, and here's why. Condensed schedule. These players just are not getting very many days off. In fact, every 20 days, they're going to get one fewer days off this year than they did in prior full seasons. That's going to lead to tired teams having to travel more, disadvantage.
I actually also wonder, just from a mental standpoint, Fez, if a team gets off to like a 1-7 start, that's a wrap. I mean, for in a lot of cases, with that limited amount of time to make up ground, if you're 4 or 5 games out and you're a couple of weeks into the season, I wonder how many teams mentally are just going to shut it down. Like, is there an opportunity? And I'm just throwing this at you because it just popped into my head. But is there an opportunity, maybe to wager on? Or I'll just ask you this: how would you approach it entering into this season? If a team gets off to a really slow start and they're 6 or 7 games back and it's early into the season and you know we're already like a fifth of the way into the season or a fourth of the way into the entire season, are you going fade that entire time? How would you take advantage of that as we approach this?
I think 7 games won't be enough, but I think we may well see the dog days of September big time, where after playing for a month at the end of August, as September starts, teams are just going to look at this and say, hey, the playoffs did not get expanded. We're only seeing 10 teams making the playoffs. it is impossible for me to come back and go ahead and make a run. And then at that point, we may just see some talent evaluation versus teams going all out.
And when you hear guys that are key members of teams and they're talking about how, you know, we're not sure if we really want to play and we don't feel safe, aren't you kind of licking your chops as somebody who does prey on the negativity in sports when it comes to betting on it? Aren't you looking at that and keeping an eye on those teams and thinking, all right, well, if this guy's not all in and he's their best player, then, you know, how can I look at this and really benefit off this as this season, you know, first pitch comes later in July and I can sort of make money off this team based on their top player, their best player, being uncertain about how safe the conditions are?
Yeah, absolutely. We more than any other season, we're really going to have to follow what happens with the player personnel and what players may suddenly appear on the injury list because of COVID. Not having COVID even specifically listed. So there could well be a lot of changes and a lot of motivation issues. You know, we talk about Seattle, all that travel. Well, Seattle has a second problem this year, and that's strength of schedule. In essence, Seattle is the second hardest schedule in the MLB. And Jonas, the reason is they have to play all these division games and they don't get to play against themselves. And there's only one bad team in the AL West, and it is the Seattle Mariners.
Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, but don't worry. Fez isn't one of these, you know, just be negative with one team and then leave everybody else out of this. He's an equal opportunist when it comes to being negative in other areas of Major League Baseball. And Fez, you have a strategy. You've identified something in the state of Texas.
Yeah, so not surprising that two teams in Texas that are playing all their games against Western teams are going to have to travel a lot. And so Texas and Houston, they are 1-2 in terms of travel miles, both over 14,000 miles they're traveling. Now, by contrast, the Milwaukee Brewers have the least travel. They travel less than 4,000 miles. So the travel for the two Texas teams is over triple what it is for the teams that are traveling the least. That, I think, is going to take a toll on both Texas and on Houston. Those are teams I would look to fade, especially later in the year.
Anybody else out there, as far as when you see the schedule come out, any other teams in Major League Baseball that if somebody's a hater of this franchise or if they like either of these teams or a couple other teams around the league, that they should be concerned as we head into this season?
Yeah, two teams with a really hard strength of schedule along with Seattle, and they are Baltimore and San Francisco. And just to be blunt, Jonas, when you're really bad and you're playing all your games within division, the mere fact you don't get to play against yourself makes you have a big disadvantage when you're Baltimore and you have to face the Yankees and face Tampa Bay, but you don't get to play Baltimore every fourth division game. So both Baltimore and San Francisco up against it.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox, in for RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, believe it or not, Fez isn't all negative. There's one team that could benefit greatly from what is about to happen in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell. By the way, coming up 15 minutes from now here on FSR, a major disagreement in the NFL regarding one team. We'll get to that here coming up 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so we have talked about Steve Fezzik's negativity. All right, and very negative when it comes to a group of teams in Major League Baseball as the season approaches. Quickly, Fez, run down those teams that you are negative on in Major League Baseball before we do have a little bit of sunshine on the show and you give some positive reviews or positive previews for one team.
Negativity about travel. Texas, Houston, and Seattle all having to travel a lot. And I'm negative about the schedule for Seattle. Very difficult schedule. Also very difficult schedule for Baltimore and for the San Francisco Giants.
All right, so now that we've gotten that out of the way, all right, it's time for dessert. All right, who are you positive on? All right, who is the Steve Fezzik ray of sunshine shining on right now here on national radio, a team in Major League Baseball you are positive on?
How about those Yankees, Jonas? So we talked about it. Condensed schedule. Teams are going to get tired. Maybe they're going to get disinterested in September. The Yankees in September, after September 4th, They don't have to play one game against a team projected to have a winning record right now. So think about this. Virtually the entire month, down the stretch in September, the Yankees get to beat up on cupcakes. That is one favorable ending to a schedule.
Yeah, and so that's a team that you're – and by the way, full disclosure – this is such a reversal by you, because when it was 162 games, you had a bet in on the under of the Yankees. All right, so you've flipped the switch. So now you have a positive outlook on the Yankees when you couldn't stand them months ago and were celebrating injuries when they occurred.
Yeah, bet the Yankees under 102 wins. Paxton went down, Judge went down. Everyone was getting hurt for the Yankees. I was really enthusiastic about fading those Yankees. But you know what, Jonas? Most of those guys are back now. The Yankees are healthy. So my under 102 bet, that's going to get voided. I'll get my money back. Now I'm bullish on the Yankees.
So we venture away from Major League Baseball. If you missed any of the discussion, the team's Fez is down on the team he's hot on. You can check out the podcast after the show at foxsportsradio.com. But now we take the discussion towards the NBA. The NBA is also restarting. You've got all sorts of concerns about the bubble and players testing positive and players may, you know, want to opt out. Dwight Howard's in, Avery Bradley's out. You've got all these things that are happening. And then the Washington Wizards get dealt a blow. Bradley Beal is opting out. This, though, due to a shoulder injury, Fez.
Yeah, the Washington Wizards, frankly, were already reeling. Bertans, their second best scorer, already opted out because he didn't want to get re-injured, Jonas. So no social reform or any reasons like that. He just told it like it was. He's like, I'm going to be a free agent. Don't want to risk it. And now Beal is opting out, saying that he has a shoulder issue. He's averaging 30 points per game. He's the entire team, essentially. So here's a Wizard team. They're going to try to make the playoffs. At least that's the story. The bottom line is I now have the Wizards rated as my worst team in the NBA in the Orlando bubble, supposedly competing to make the playoffs. Not the worst team in Orlando. They're worse than the Knicks. They're worse than the Cavs. They're awful.
This is the most negative you've ever been on Fox Sports Radio. In fact, I'll be honest with you, and this is a network that has me and Ben Maller hosting, and you're the most negative person on the network right now. Like that. It just take a bow, Steve Fezzik. Take a bow. You are the most negative person on Fox Sports Radio on July 7th, 2020. Just take a bow.
And I woke up this morning at 8:40 a.m. My phone was exploding with this news about Beal. I'm getting texts. Bet Washington under 2.5 wins. Now, darn it, now, don't get your iced coffee, don't get your paper, because there's a limited window to bet against Washington.
Okay, so for people that have ever wondered, you know, a day in the life, like sometimes these biographies are fun to do, or these, you know, peel behind the curtains are fun to do, because if you've never lived that life, you just, like, hey, what would that be like if you did this, or what would that be like? And they'll do documentaries about it and stuff like that. So take us into the life of a handicapper, a professional sports bettor. You wake up and give us the details again as to how it completely threw off your morning that Bradley Beal, a guy you've never met, a guy you've probably never even been in the same room as, a guy who, if he walked into the room, you wouldn't know who he was, but he had an impact on your morning all the way in Las Vegas, Fez. Please explain.
Yeah, because Bradley Beal's worth about 3 points to the Las Vegas point spread for Washington. And frankly, Jonas, I think he's worth more in terms of motivation. How are his teammates going to respond to him sitting out after Bertans sits out? So the season win number, only 8 games being played by Washington and Orlando, it was dealt at a few places, not very many, anywhere from 2 to 2.5 games. Jonas, I don't think they're going to win more than 1 game without Bradley Beal. You can search hard and wide. You can handicap the NFL all year long. I don't think you're going to be able to find a better bet than the Wizards to go under 2.5 wins, but you had to get to it before the dastardly bookie noticed that Beal was out and took it off the board.
Be honest, all right? And I'm not judging because it's fine, but be honest here. Did you place wagers before you brushed your teeth this morning?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. There you go. So the priority for Fez isn't about dental hygiene or hygiene, period. It's about getting the bets in so he can take advantage on a team and a player having an injury. Just so we're clear on that, I want to make that very clear, Fez, here on the air.
Not a surprise, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so from that, from Bradley Beal opting out because of a shoulder injury, from Fez's life as a handicapper and his priorities, betting over hygiene. We go from that over to the Brooklyn Nets, who lose another player, Spencer Dinwiddie, a positive test for the coronavirus. So the Nets down another player, Steve Fezzik, and it could be an ugly look in the postseason.
Yeah, so Brooklyn, obviously Irving's out for the year. Jordan tested positive earlier, said he's not going to Orlando. And Dinwiddie had tested positive, and it was up in the air. So there was a expectation, there was a good chance he wasn't going to play, but he tested positive again. And so because of that, he is now out of the Orlando bubble. And I got to be honest, Jonas, Washington and Brooklyn are competing pretty much for that number eight seed right. in the East. And with both their teams decimated, this is a really, really bad look for the NBA because one of these two teams, probably Brooklyn, is going to wind up with the number eight seed.
I mean, why doesn't the NBA do this? If there was going to be a year that you could get away with doing something goofy, you know, turn this into a carnival with oval rims and stuffed animals as prizes, if there was going to be a way for you to do something goofy, why doesn't the NBA do this? If New Orleans finishes ninth in the Western Conference, give them the Eastern Conference eighth spot. So at least we get Zion for a few more games. Who says no to that, Fez? I mean, come on.
You know, that is just brilliant.
Zion versus Giannis. I'm telling you, Zion versus Giannis? Why not?
I'm going to make a prediction here. By the way, Brooklyn has Wilson Chandler out as well. So.
And also, if you look at a map, New Orleans is more east than it is west. Okay, so you can justify it by saying, hey, you know what? We screwed up. We thought that the United States went further that direction. We actually thought that Europe was part of the United States. So our mistake, it's actually, we were looking things. We had it, more over on the western side. Now that we've, condensed the map and we're just looking at the United States and not factoring in everybody in Europe, New Orleans is actually an Eastern Conference team. Thus, Zion, you get the eighth spot. Who says no to that?
Well, it's going to be hard to give it to them over Brooklyn or Washington because I believe those teams are a little bit further east, but I kind of like almost like maybe those players could just scratch, right? That they could like a golf tournament and put an alternative in. I'll say this. I'm going to make a prediction here. We'll have to go back in the database, but Milwaukee, I think they're going to play Brooklyn in the first round in the East, and I believe that this has the potential to be the greatest mismatch in the history of the NBA playoffs. Despite there being no home court advantage, Milwaukee is going to be, I believe, a double-digit favorite in each and every one of those playoff games. When they finally get to the playoffs in Orlando.
There it is. Job well done. That is how you stick the landing. It's a floor routine in gymnastics, and the name of the floor routine is Fez is Negative, and he stuck the landing there by talking about the worst playoff matchup that we're going to get in the history of the NBA. That's how it's done, Fez. I'm telling you. I'd give you a 10. I'd give you a 10 in the gold medal. I didn't even need to see anything else. That's how it's
I'm
done,
humbled,
Fez.
Jonas. I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell. We are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations in-store. Curbside, visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right. Coming up next, there is a major disagreement on one team in the NFL. Find out who they are next here on FSR.
Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell. Coming up here in a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Always a good listen if for whatever reason your local programmer switches over to something else. Then you can find that show on the iHeartRadio app. Just search for Fox Sports Radio. All right, so Fez, we talked in the beginning of the show about the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and the contract. And long story short, this appears to be a great deal for the Kansas City Chiefs because it doesn't, restrict their cap in such a way that they can't go out and do anything. So as this deal goes on and on, it's going to look better and better. And I think we both agree, if Patrick Mahomes is good with the deal, even though he probably could have, tightened the screws and gotten more and really grinded on him, then that's one thing. But I think he's happy with it. He's good with the contract. They're good with the contract. The conversation's over with, and now they can just move forward and it's something they don't have to worry about. But we can't just all live in harmony here, Fez. This is Sports Talk Radio. And disagreements had to be they have to happen from time to time. And those disagreements are happening when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs and a potential Super Bowl. Please explain.
Yeah, and we had this disagreement just yesterday on Straight Out of Vegas, Jonas, about you mentioned you like the field against Kansas City.
Yes.
And I was making the case for, wow, you know, Kansas City, I could see them repeating, especially as about a 5-1 underdog against the field. Well, turns out we're not the only ones disagreeing. Bookmakers are disagreeing about this. And so think about this. So often when you look at a point spread that's being dealt, all the bookies seem to agree. They're all dealing almost the same number. That is not the case in Kansas City futures. Look no further than two separate locations here in Vegas at the Circa Hotel. It's actually the D Hotel and Casino. It's owned by Derek Stevens. You may have seen him or read about him. He's the dude that gave out thousands of free flights to Vegas just a few weeks ago.
Did he name it the D because his first name is Derek?
No, it's for Detroit. He's from Detroit.
Okay.
So the D stands for Detroit.
Are we sure about that? That feels like, come on.
Coincidence.
All right. Okay, good.
And the brand new Circa Hotel is going to be opening up here this fall in Vegas downtown. And people are very excited about it. But I tell you this, the D and Circa, they're very bullish on Kansas City. You bet Kansas City, you put $100 on them to win the Super Bowl. Jonas, you're only going to win $375. The odds there, plus 375.
Okay.
Contrast that with the East Coast. If you go ahead and shop on the East Coast, go to Fox Bet. You bet Kansas City, instead of getting plus 375, you're getting 6-1. You're getting $600 on the Chiefs. So the folks at Fox Bet think the Chiefs are a pretty big underdog. And what a contrast. The folks at Circa think the Chiefs have a pretty darn good shot to repeat.
Okay, I've got a little bit of a conspiracy theory here, just in hearing this breakdown. All right. Okay, I'll ask you this first. Which do you think is the more accurate line? The plus 375 or the plus 600 for Kansas City to win the Super Bowl? Which is closer?
I actually think the plus 375. Now, okay. I'm biased. I would say Vegas might lean more to the 6-1 being right, the rest of Vegas. But I've been high on the Chiefs. I was high on them last year. And I think they're clearly the best team this year. So I would agree with the Circa.
Okay, here's my conspiracy theory. So this is a brand new sports book opening up, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know, no, it's a brand new hotel. Excuse me.
But
the Circa line that they've had has been, you can bet into it the last 2 years, and it's at the Golden Gate and the D hotels and casinos.
But obviously they want people inside their sports book, correct? So they want the buzz, they want the energy, and they want the opportunity to be able to promote their brand new casino that's opening up. Here's where my conspiracy theory comes in. Maybe the thought process is, since Kansas City is so popular right now, and because everybody else has them, you know, or people have them priced differently in other places, maybe this is a way for them to show that they're doing it differently, or maybe there's an opportunity to fade Kansas City, because if it's that much of a difference between the two, and it's East Coast and Vegas, that's a significant difference. So would that maybe be them presenting opportunities elsewhere if people are looking to fade Kansas City? If you like Kansas City, the better buy is on the East Coast. If you don't like them as much, the better buy would be in Las Vegas. And so if we're looking at people wanting to fade a successful team, a winning team, this is an opportunity for them to promote their sports book, get their name out there with opportunities to bet that aren't available on the East Coast and in other circuits and other places around the country. What about that?
I think you're spot on. And what I love about the circuit, it would be easy to say, hey, they got a really low odds on Kansas City. They're just sticking it to the bettors and paying them less. However, if you don't like Kansas City, Jonas, you can go right now downtown Vegas, go into the D, and you can bet against Kansas City. They'll let you bet that. Now, you have to lay minus 535. So this isn't a situation where they're only offering a one-way option where you got to bet yes. You can bet no on the Chiefs at the Circa, and I love that.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. And I get it. I mean, and we've talked about this. There are certain places, whether it's betonline.ag, that will have these crazy prop bets during the course of the year. And all it really is for them to generate some publicity for their own sports book and for their own website. And that's what this feels like here. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the more options you can have as a professional bettor, you love yes-nos being offered on, will a team win the Super Bowl? Will they make the playoffs? Because the bigger the betting options, the more opportunities there are.
Awesome stuff, Fez. If you missed today's show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. For Mackenzie, Matt, Fezzik, John Ramos, Dan Beyer, I'm Jonas Knox. We are Straight out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!